Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got 2 snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininia. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH. Or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ah, it's 3 o'clock. We welcome in, and I'd like to note TJ dressed like an adult today, a fashion quarter zip. He is ready for the divisional round. Next week, it'll be a suit.
Well, we'll save that one for a couple weeks.
Very exciting. Yeah.
So next week you get a button down.
Before we get into this, do you want the TJ Lang critical question now, or would you like it after the football conversation? There's no pressure either
way. You kind of teased. I'd like it now, but you kind of teased me something that Kenny did.
Okay. So I've said to Rico while you were out, I said Kenny has sunk to a new low. And I said your perspective as a former NFL offensive lineman will be valuable. To which TJ naturally is like, oh, what is this, a fat joke? I'm like, no. It's actually a credit to who you are now versus when you were a player and you could eat like 10,000 calories a day. So I just want to know, even at the depths of your forced weight that you had to carry as a pro, would you ever, or have you ever heard of a teammate having a hot dog roller in their living room?
Whoa. In the living room?
Because this man does.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I was not expecting
that. And mind you, this is an apartment, TJ. Do you know what's next to the living room? His kitchen.
You have to love hot dogs to just be sitting on the couch. And what do you do? Just sit on the couch and just reach over and just pick them off the roller?
Absolutely.
Man, can you do like taquitos on that thing,
too? Taquitos, mini tacos? Right. You can warm the buns underneath?
Yeah. Kind of into it.
Hold on. Hold on.
You got to love hot dogs to have your own roller, though.
Absolutely.
Man.
But as a player, that would even be lower than what you would stoop to. You would never do it now.
No.
What happens?
That's one of a kind. That is.
What happens if you brought home a hot dog roller?
And put it in the living room?
He said, Laura, here's the deal.
Oh, you know what would happen.
Yeah, you'd be dead.
Yeah, that thing. Hey, Mike. One of us would be at the curb.
Hey, Mike. Hey, buddy. Could you open up the door?
Yeah.
You got space.
TJ, did you bring a hot dog roller with you?
Yeah.
Now, does it smell?
Well, the thing about having the apartment is it's very easy to get rid of the smell. You open up a door, you light a candle, it's gone in 2 minutes.
I needed you to weigh in on
this. I kind of like the idea of it, but
it seems like something like a rookie would do. Like somebody would do it as a joke, and everybody would go over to that house or that apartment if you were an NFL player. But like, you wouldn't do it yourself.
Well, it's like a bachelor move, you know? Like just but convenience. Like there is no kitchen. Like if you're a single guy, like there is no kitchen, there is no living room, there is no bed. Like everything's just mixed together. But Kenny, you're not a single guy, are you?
No, I'm not a single guy, no. It's been a process getting the lady to put up with this, I gotta tell you.
Maybe soon.
He may be a single guy soon.
Can we just talk about the levels of laziness? I mean, Kenny, you can have a hot dog ready in a minute.
It's not the first hot dog that's the problem. It's the second and third ones. Then I got to go cook them again.
It's not like
right
you got to keep an eye on
them. Right. It's not like Kenny's making the sauce,
dude.
And you got to mind the stove here. Right. Scratch made biscuits by Kenny.
I got to get up at 4 a.m. just to light the smoker.
I got to keep an eye on this.
Got to check the turkey. So we want to
keep the temperature at 250.
I mean, listen, like, you know, you played a position where guys in the NFL, like we all know it, you're forced to carry extra LBs, and some guys take it too far. Like Mekhi Becton almost ate himself out of the league. And none of them had a hot dog roll in their living room.
No, I doubt it. And hot dogs are, like you said, pretty simple to make.
You think?
Okay. Now, did you ask why the living room? Like, do you not have space in the kitchen?
Oh, there's plenty of space in the kitchen. We got it in the midst of football, like the depths of football playoffs. So I was like, all right.
You're not missing a second.
I don't want to miss a second. I want to have it all ready here. I don't want to have to make trips back and forth. It's all good.
What are the odds there's a microwave sitting right next to it?
There's a microwave in the kitchen.
In the living room.
Wow. No, he's talking about bringing a cooler in the living room with him.
I mean, basically, we said, why don't you just cut a hole in the couch and put a bedpan in, you lazy bastard?
You want to see?
Put a little bucket in the corner.
Here, you want to see if we can jerry-rig the plumbing? We'll get a bidet on the couch for you. You can just bleep yourself mid-game.
Making a lot of sense, Mike. You're making a lot of sense.
This is... DJ, we're going to get to real football discussion, but I'm sorry. You understand why we wanted your opinion.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace.
Now, did you buy this thing or was it a gift?
This was a Christmas gift from a relative.
Okay. I mean,
it's been in the living room.
It's covered, you
think? TJ has been in the living room since Christmas. Like, he doesn't need like put it away and break it out for the game. It's just a permanent spot. It's a permanent part of the living room.
Which we asked, how often are you eating hot dogs? Like,
that's what I'm saying. That has to be a healthy part of your diet if you have a hot dog roller in the kitchen.
Brian, one hot dog a year. It's at Saratoga. It's like, hey, I'm home and I want to go to Shake Shack and have a hot dog at the track. I have one a year. Kenny, are you eating one per 12 hours? Like, who did?
What are the odds? Are there someone on the roller right now?
No.
Do they just keep spinning 24/7?
No, not like 7-Eleven.
Kenny's operating a Bucky's gas station.
I got some taquitos. I got some hot dogs.
Just rolling, baby.
Kenny, I think you may go ahead and toss that hot
he
dog.
He gets
out.
Home every day. Oh, I've been waiting on it. I've been thinking about that hot dog rolling all day. Mm-hmm.
Do you call your girlfriend and tell her to put the dogs on the roller when you leave the office?
If she was home while I was leaving, it would be a serious consideration. But no, I have not done that yet. No.
We also set the over-under.
He's got to eat a lot of hot dogs, man.
Bro, your commitment.
He's got to eat a lot of hot dogs.
Don't look at me when you're saying it. I told you, it's a once-a-year thing, and it's the end of summer, and I enjoy myself. This guy, I couldn't fathom eating hot dogs on a regular basis.
I can only eat five days a week.
So can I ask a question?
No.
Is that more sloth and gluttonous behavior than anything you've seen an offensive lineman pull off?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, good to know.
I mean, I don't hate the idea. I mean, if you're watching the games, but why wouldn't you just break it out on game day?
Correct.
You know, like have some place to put it, and then hey, game day. Well, I don't want to leave the couch. Let's get the mini fridge in here. Let's get the
TJ. The apartment is so big that he has to.
I
don't want to limit my hot dog. I don't want to limit my hot dog consumption to just game days. If I want a hot dog on a Tuesday, I'll have a hot dog on a Tuesday.
So what? But what are you watching on a Tuesday night that you can't take your eyes off the TV? That you can't get up and go to the kitchen to grab a hot dog?
He's watching the Wings, I guess. Man. Watching the Wings, listening to the neighbors.
That's what I'm saying.
Wings play on Tuesdays and Thursdays a lot of times.
You eat hot dogs while the neighbors
are doing their symphony. Yeah.
Well, I do have a question for you.
There's no way he doesn't eat hot dogs less than 5 days a week. There's no way.
Why do you continue to look
at us? There's no way.
You look at the criminal there.
He's denying it, but...
What about the condiments? They just sit there next to it?
No. This is why I wanted to employ the cooler, but they're in the fridge.
So you have to walk past the roller.
You have little packets of condiments, so you don't have to put them in the fridge.
I actually considered that.
Hold on. So you still have to get up and get the condiments?
He's got little packets, so he doesn't have to go to the fridge.
What is he doing?
Takes less time to do that than cook a hot dog. No. I'll tell you that. I like how upset you are about this, David.
You can leave it in the kitchen.
You live your life, I'll live my life, all right? If I want to eat a hot dog on a Tuesday.
So here's the deal.
This is not hot dog slander, but that's just...
CJ, I was really hoping you'd be on my side with this
I dig the idea of having one.
I'll take it. It's more support than I've gotten from any of these other people.
There's a separation. There's a wide gap between idealistic and realistic. Idealistically...
It sounds pretty cool.
What a dream state. Realistically, no.
Plug it in, it's right there.
Roller, and then you start thinking, like, hey, you got a hot dog roller?
Like if I went to somebody's house and I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know?
They break it up for the game.
But it's your own house.
Do you want to see a picture?
Of the hot dog? Kinda. Yeah.
There is visual evidence of the hot dog roller.
There's a reason why it's called a kitchen appliance.
Okay.
Put it in the kitchen.
Mommy and daddy are fighting.
And this is perfect because now we get to go to football. You understand why we wanted to ask you?
Yeah, of course.
Because I figured you saw some pretty gnarly stuff.
I feel like
lineman.
We could spend the rest of the hour on this if we have to, but I know we gotta get to football, but
it's whatever people want. It made me.
Hey, we had somebody saying this is a bye week for the Lions. Let's just talk hot dogs.
There's definitely a popcorn maker next to it. Probably a slushy machine on the other side.
TJ's got big ideas here. I like that.
How do I say this without sounding insulting?
Too late for that. You already called me a sloth and told me to cut a hole in my couch.
Is that the first time you've ever...
All I said is you're one step from a bedpan.
I think that's the first time you've ever had that thought, Mike.
No, it's not.
How do I say this without being insulting?
Really hard.
I don't want to be too mean about this, but you're a sloth.
You're coming off insulting. This is the first time that thought has ever crossed his mind.
Yeah, progress. You're making progress.
You know what the hell it all is? I'm going to say it as mean as I want next.
You be curious.
I'm going to be curious.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
All right, so we're going to get to Lions Commanders, the concern meter, your phone calls. But now, because the picture of the hot dog rollers appeared, Rico Beard with questions. Get him out of the way. TJ's going to stay till 4:30, by the way. Very exciting. So we're going to get plenty of football time with TJ.
So there's a picture on Carson Anderson's Twitter page.
Once again, stop looking at me when you're addressing Kenny.
No, I'm looking at this. Kenny, I'm going to ask this. Why is it green? Why is it glowing green?
Oh, it was during Christmas season, so we had the Christmas lights in the apartment, so that you're seeing the reflection.
Okay, the accusation in here was, one, you're operating a grow room.
Right.
And two, you have a lava lamp.
No.
Okay, those are just
and
Christmas.
You know what? I'm fine with this slander because I get it. But like,
No, this is not slander. It's like...
It was a grow room or a lava lamp. That's pretty close to slander.
I didn't say that. That's why I'm asking the question.
Like, hey, you have a hot dog roller in your living room. There is nothing out of bounds. So, like a lava lamp, beanbag chair, futon.
How many hot dogs can you put on this thing?
You can put an entire package of hot dogs on there. So eight.
Okay. Eight?
Yeah.
Is it... What is it sitting on?
Table. It's the table next to the couch that I watch the TV on.
That you're supposed to put a remote on?
Most people have a book or a coaster. It's a roller.
So.
I can't believe
how often or do you not have to clean this thing?
Oh, I clean it after every use. At some point.
So leave it in the kitchen.
That's all right. It takes like 3 minutes to clean. Okay, it's not like a big to do.
But if you clean it, I mean, doesn't like it enhances the flavor if you just leave it?
No, that's just old hot dog residue. It's not like it's not like a cast iron pan.
I don't know hot dog roller etiquette. I'm asking questions.
It's not made of cast iron, Rico. Yeah, you season it again and then you cook some more hot dogs. It's cast iron.
You treat it like a black stone. Yeah. Just keep the flavor on it.
Keep the flavor in there. Makes it more hot doggier.
Yeah, that ballpark Frank taste really sticks to the rollers, Rico.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I do like the little, like, is that like a little steam thing underneath it?
Yeah, you put the buns. You can put like cheese like or like salsa if you want, whatever you want. You can put it under there.
Whoa, salsa?
Yeah.
You warm up salsa?
Okay, all right.
Hold on.
Warm salsa?
Can I go home, please? Lions 34, Commanders 24. I'm leaving.
Salsa?
I'm saying you can put anything under there. Stop fixating on salsa.
You said it's so maybe like a heating.
Okay, you know what? Maybe like some nacho oven. Cheese.
Yeah, like that. That's what I'm talking
dip
about.
Dip your hot dogs in the nacho cheese dip. I'm just like the...
Okay, you good?
He misspoke on the salsa, okay? Misspoke.
Let's strike the salsa from the record. He made a mistake. It happened.
I'm saying you can put toppings in it, guys. That's all. Dips, toppings, whatever you like. TJ, you want to warm up your dip cup? You can put that under there, too, if you want.
Salsa.
Okay.
Salsa.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you guys want some chips and salsa? Careful, it's piping hot.
You won't let it go.
You gotta let it go, man.
Just came out of the oven.
Let me know when it's all out of your system, TJ. All right?
Don't burn yourself on the salsa.
You said salsa.
All right. Rico, you too. All right. Anybody
I
else?
Do anything. You said salsa.
You lost him.
I'd like to stay for the record. I'm not participating in the salsa slander.
This is new for you, Mike.
You've lost TJ. Because he looked at me like, did he just say salsa? He did.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go to the ticket text. I want to see if the people are participating here. And then we will get to some football talk sandwiched, no pun, around the picks. Because I do want to ask TJ about the game. But yes, ask a lineman about hot dog rollers.
Well, I'm glad it's the Christmas lights. And I didn't say it was a grow light. I was just like, why is everything green?
So oh, it was coming. I could feel it.
It wasn't me.
But okay. What's wrong with it? You like weed. It's not like you...
I don't like weed that much.
All right.
You're painting me in a very specific light with these...
You were the one who almost ordered a dong bong from Costa's brother.
That was for the bit, and you know it.
But if he does, he's got the hot dog roller right there.
David,
does Kenny have a worm farm in his living room? It's like Dumb and Dumber. Kenny, you are the man. I have a hot dog roller. They are the greatest.
But is it on the floor of your living room?
On the floor!
Someone says it does have a bun warmer.
Does it have a salsa tray?
My brother has a hot dog roller in his living room at his cottage. It's right next to the, you know, okay, well, I'm not going to do that.
Whoa.
Divorce papers?
No. My wife and family went in on a Traeger for my birthday. So we're going to do pulled pork for the game tomorrow. Andrew in Novi. Someone else in a hot dog says hot dog rollers 100% in. Need the address. Roscoe in Goodrich. Go Lions.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm. I'm glad we did that.
Do you have any pets?
Okay.
Yeah, there's an he does, his girlfriend does, and someone says Kenny's girlfriend, his cat or her cat licks the grease off the hot dog roller while he's at work.
Simply not true. There's a lid that closes. There's no way that cat can get into it.
But can the kid, does the cat have access to the hot sauce?
The salsa warmer.
For the record, I said nothing.
Does Kenny have a ballpark condiment dispenser in his living room as well? I can't wait to try that hot sauce on some of these.
It was the look on TJ's face. When his eyes got big. He's like, salsa? Oh.
Why would you put salsa
in the oven?
Oh, man.
He didn't say salsa. Dude, led with salsa. Brian at work, I'm dying. Somebody said, just order the hot dog roller. Thanks, Kenny.
Oh, my God. He definitely puts
so
like,
who got you the gift?
He definitely puts salad in that warmer.
No,
too,
no, sure. No,
100%.
No, no,
no, no.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that person under the after this. No, I'm going to throw that person under the bus.
I support Kenny. Family. We are not discussing who got it for him. No, that would be slanderous of family.
I'm not slander. I'm like, was it a family member? Was it a friend? Was it?
We're just going to say nothing. That's
I think it's a great gift.
Where do you get a hot dog roller from?
Google it, Amazon, anywhere, man. Is that a real question?
Dude, I've never seen a hot dog roller in the store. Yes, it's a real question.
You can buy literally anything online.
Okay.
Literally anything.
Okay.
One of those if you like.
I didn't say anything about the salsa, Kenny. What are you mad at me for?
Everybody has. I'm keeping receipts.
Does Kenny have the Costco food court onion grinder?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Okay, so listen.
The hot dog roller's not the problem.
I got connections. I'll get your napkins from all three stadiums.
Okay. It's clearly the location of it.
I have a problem with
it's
both.
The location.
It's
yeah.
The hot dog roller.
It's the location.
I actually have a problem with both. But Lions Commanders concern level next. I think Kenny has taken enough abuse. I'd also like to say we are striking from the record. Oh, he does not put salsa in the hot dog roller. He misspoke.
That was the first thing he said.
He misspoke. He was under attack. He panicked. All right, I'm done. I tried to cover it. We will get to the football game next, okay? Can we make a solemn promise to the people of Detroit?
Yes. Lions. Commanders.
Keys to the game.
Keys to the game.
We'll get to it. We may have seen Kenny Cott walk out of work. He has left the studio, headphones are strewn on the floor, and he has not returned. So be patient when you call in. I'm not sure if we have a call screener. But let's get to football, shall we?
Let's do it.
Here's what I presented. Your concern level 1 to 5. Here's what they mean, TJ. You tell me what number you are. A 1 is... not only are we not just going to win, it's going to be a blowout. No, I don't even have to watch the game. That's a 1.
Double-digit disco.
You're Costa in a sequin shirt. A 2 is, all right, look, I know we're going to win. I'm just not sure about the cover, but I know we're going to win. Might be a little more uncomfortable than I hope.
Mm-hmm.
A 3 is the first stage you can acknowledge the possibility of a loss. You still believe you're going to win, but, man, if we ain't careful... A 4 is straight up, as Rico coined it, coin flip. A 5
is delusional disco, which is we have no hope. We're getting blown out.
We Iceberg can't stop a right mobile, ahead. Yeah, we can't stop a mobile QB.
There is no way I'm accepting anyone calling a five. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We've had one person calling it a three, all twos and ones. Mm-hmm. You're working sidelines. What out of one to five with those parameters?
Yeah. Right between a two and a three, probably.
Take the people through.
I do feel confident because I like the matchup. But you also understand in playoff football, you need your A game every snap, every drive, right? And we've seen this team have some B minus, C plus games in the season, and you still win by 10 double digits. That doesn't happen in the playoffs, right? You have one bad drive or one bad start to the half, or you know, hey, you get a takeaway, but you don't, you know, you don't cash it in. A lot of times, that's a difference in these playoff games. I think they're going to win. I think because Dan Campbell's just got a way of galvanizing these guys, getting them ready, make sure they're focused. Honestly, making them feel like they're underdogs.
Well, it's funny you said that. He's like Tampa got a stopped. The Commanders last week, and then turned the ball right back over and gave it to him again.
And Washington had, I think it was 35 minutes of time of possession in that game. Tampa only ran 44 plays. Their offense was moving the ball. Baker was like 15 of 18. They were running the ball. Problem is, they didn't have enough possessions. You know, Washington kept stealing possessions on some of those fourth downs. So that's the difference. But I am confident because I know what this team is about. I know what their identity is. I don't love the fact that Zeitler is not going to play. But what we saw of Mahogany a couple weeks ago, I know it was left guard, so he's going to be having to play right guard, a little bit different. But, you know, I think they can keep it rolling with him, the run game. I just don't want the coaches to outsmart themselves. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you guys have talked about it this week with the return of Montgomery. I don't want that to somehow turn into a – we're taking Gibbs off the field less than what he's been on the last three games because he has been a superstar since Montgomery's been out. And I know Montgomery is still
Montgomery's your hammer, a guy, right? But here's the thing. As a player, you know, when somebody gets hot, you know what? Just ride the hot hand. You didn't lose your job, but right now he's cooking.
I just don't want – sometimes coaches outsmart themselves sometimes. I don't want to – I think if you go into this game – like you did in the regular season when everybody was healthy and say 50-50 split, I kind of think that would be a mistake because I think that Jahmyr Gibbs is a superstar and I think he needs to be on the field for 80% of the game. Now, Dave Montgomery, certainly there's going to be times to use him, right? If you're wearing him down late in a drive and the guy needs, Gibbs needs a break, couple big runs, of course. I just don't really want to see the, hey, you get this drive and then you get this drive and then we flip and rotate. I think it's got to be Jahmyr Gibbs' game. So, if I'm Ben Johnson, hopefully that's the game plan that we're going to see tomorrow night because the offense has just been absolutely rolling. And Jahmyr Gibbs, what, averaging 165 all-purpose yards over the last three games, I think is no mistake.
Six touchdowns.
Yeah. And I think defensively, too, I mean, Aaron Glenn's going to have to continue to be a chameleon, right? I think what he
so
did
what do
against
you do? That's what I was going to ask you. What do you do with this? You can't blitz him like Darnold. You can blitz him in a different way. To push the pocket, to walk him upfield, which I'm sure you hated as a lineman, where you're like, wait a minute. All these guys are doing is just trying to occupy and push us a step or two back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to spy him. If they start spying this kid, I'll lose my mind. I hate that.
No, and they're not. I mean, Aaron Glenn has spoke on that in the past. I think he said, you know, go watch Team Spy. Let me know how it turns out for him. You know,
like he's a good old totally Madame Tussauds wax museum last week. Bowls. How about a double spy?
What are we
doing?
You're taking guys out of coverage. You're taking them out of the rush. I don't think that's the way to approach it. I do think you have to pressure this kid, though. Maybe early in the game, you test out, hey, is our D-line humming a little bit? Do they have an advantage? Because I do think Washington's offensive line is very mediocre. I think they are below average. Rookie out at left tackle. Gets a little stiff. Guys on the inside, a little bit stiff. Jaden Daniels, I know he was sacked 47 times this season. Yeah.
And that's just it. But if you bring the pressure, you condense the pocket, you hit home.
Yeah.
The problem for me is he escapes that pocket, and that's where he gets dangerous, and that's where he'll extend the play and find Scary Terry deep or just take off for some 30-yard run. And make you pay for it.
Yeah, right. It's a double-edged sword, man. We can bring pressure and against a rookie quarterback in that environment. Is he going to have time? You know, if we show something pre-snap and then right before the snap like they did against Minnesota, you know, where guys are starting to creep up a little bit, is he going to have time? Is he going to have the ability to communicate with these guys? I mean, watch Minnesota's offensive line when Sam Darnold was trying to check plays a couple weeks ago. They couldn't even hear each other, the guy standing next to him. You know what I mean? So do you feel confident with the rookie doing that and what's going to be even a louder environment on Saturday night? That's why if I'm Aaron Glenn, I think the pre-snap, post-snap looks, there has to be a masterful ability to disguise what you want to do defensively. Because we've talked about it a bunch with young quarterbacks that come to the league. They don't have the ability yet to see a lot of the rotation and sniff out see stances and read body language and, okay, I know the protection's supposed to call for this, but, hey, we got to flip it, guys. We got to go the other way because we're outnumbered. Young quarterbacks, it takes a while to get that ability. And Jaden Daniels is one of those guys where I think you can get a free rusher at him. But to your point, Rico, when you do get the free rusher, you better make damn sure you bring him down. Because if he doesn't and you got three guys covering and their backs are all to the quarterback, that could be nightmare city. So I think early in the game you see, hey, let's see how Za'Darius is matching up with the right tackle. Let's see if Muhammad's getting a little rush. Let's see if, you know, Reader or these other guys are getting a little push in the pocket. If these guys are starting to create some havoc with just four man, great. I don't have to bring the pressure.
Because I don't want to see him and Anzalone in a foot race.
But if that, yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels is fat. Yeah,
I did see Levante David chase him down last week.
Yeah, he does.
That dude's 100, but I'm with you. You just don't want your backers in open space against them. I don't know. Yeah, but I'm interested to see it because there still is an element of this, fellas. He could come here and turn into a pumpkin. He could go full Darnold. It's possible.
Yeah,
he still is a rookie. And I don't care about Epcot Center where they played last week. This is one of the most gnarly home field advantages. I do wonder, like, does he just crack?
You're going into a jungle, man. That place ain't easy to play in. I know that.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Either the pressure gets to him, or you know what, guys, whatever. I'm just out here having fun. You hope that it's the pressure that gets to him because, man, I'm watching him, and after the end of that game, he just looks like, God, you know what? I don't care. I'm having fun, and when it ends, it ends.
Yeah.
And you need him to be more of that, oh, my God, I'm walking into Ford Field and all of these fans – fans have to get on. Like, the Lions need to just come out, score, and get a three and out. And I think at that point, you'll see the pressure get to
him. And you got
to
treat him like Caleb Williams. You know, when Chicago came here and, man, they were like, if you don't want to get out of bounds, we're going to smack you. Like, we're going to hit the crap out of you, you know? So you're going to have to treat him like that. And anytime you do get a shot on him, get some of those body blows because it is a long season, right? Especially for rookies. I mean, he's going into what, his 19th game now? So,
last
you know,
week
he's got to have a little wear and tear on that body.
He got launched last week.
Yeah, he did. He got smoked.
I went
a couple times.
What the hell was he thinking?
One where he did like the little helicopter.
Yeah, he was Elway in the Super Bowl, except he was 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, and you got to continue to be really good against the run too. If you can shut down the running backs. I mean, Washington's running backs, I think the last five games they've had one touchdown, averaging like 2.5 a carry.
And when you watch
just the running backs,
everything for them with the running game is just giving Jaden or that line a break from pass protection or from some of the RPO stuff.
Yeah.
Their running game last week, Rico, it was second and eight.
Oh, it's been terrible.
Second and nine.
It's been terrible the last quarter of the season, I think, going back. And their one touchdown scored was like by the third or fourth string guy who barely even plays. But what else that gives you a benefit is now you don't have to worry so much about the play action game. Now you don't have to really send, you know, the linebackers flying to the line of scrimmage and potentially be getting beat by Ertz over the middle or, you know, Terry McLaurin deep. You can be a little bit more disciplined in saying, hey, they want to run the ball. Power to them. Let's keep them to 2-3 yards a carry. Let the defensive line do their work. Everybody else, just make sure nobody gets behind you.
I've got a question to ask TJ after the picks, and it's just your Doctor Strange theory of, like, there's only one way out. I have one question to ask you about Washington, your way of defending it or if you can, but we'll get to it after the picks. Let's do that now. All right, let's get to business. Divisional round and a natty. It's time for the picks. Oh, the dulcet tones of David Hall. All right, let's do this. We'll do them in order. So the college is the last game we pick. We're going to go sides and total, okay? So let's get to business. We kick off the weekend. Texans in Arrowhead. Chiefs laying 8. Your total, 41.5. We go to Rico Beer.
I look at this game. I think it's going to be a slow start for the Chiefs, but after that, they're going to roll the Texans. Give me the Chiefs and the points, and give me the over.
All right, over to Kenneth Cott.
Chiefs in a big game with a big number. I'll take the Texans and the points, and I will take the over.
We go over to Dave.
I hear you, Rico. It will be a slow start for the Chiefs, but it may be a never start for the Texans. So I'll take the Chiefs and the under.
Thomas John Lang.
I got to take the Texans here. That's a lot of points. The Chiefs really never looked right to me. Now, could they flip it on playoff time? Certainly. But just some of their guys look like they're wearing out a little bit. Travis Kelce doesn't look the same to me as he has been.
See, I wonder if they were just, it's fatigue and they're bored with the regular season.
Yeah, could be. But I think, you know, I think the advantage that Houston's going to have on the edges with Kansas City's tackles, sounds like they're going to kick Joe Tooney out the guard to play tackle. Daniil Hunter, Anderson on the other side. I think they get enough pressure and cause enough chaos to keep it close.
Total?
40. I'll take the over. I'll take the over on that.
I want the under, David. Under, I think it's like a 23-13 game. I just don't think the Texans can score. I mean, look, Joe Mixon is not going to have a good day. I'd be shocked if he did. And the Texans have never won a road playoff game. Give me the Chiefs and the under. Game number two, Saturday night. Say hello to TJ if you see him sauntering on the sidelines. Commanders catching 9.5. And this may as well be Texas Tech Okie State. The total, 55.5. We go to Rico.
Mike, I told you my concern level in this game was a 3. I think the Lions win. I don't think that the Lions cover. Jaden Daniels is going to be a problem. If they can contain him, they win walking away, but I don't think they will. I think it's going to be fun for him. They'll lose. And because everybody is saying it's going to be a high-scoring game, kind of like that Vikings game, give me the under.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, Rico, you pretty much copied off my notes, and Dan Campbell said he doesn't care if he wins by 1 or if he wins by 10, 15. It does not matter. He's not worried about covering the number. Give me the Commanders and the points, and give me the under.
Wow, 2 unders? Oh, no. All right, David.
Yes, the Lions will win this game, but the Commanders will definitely keep. They will keep this close because it is a great weekend for the D.C. area, and I'm going to go over in this game.
TJ? Yeah.
Am I going to do it? Am I going to take the cookies what? Double count? Oh, man.
Double.
I do kind of see. I see a path to where the Lions come out fresh, fired up. Everybody talking about Jaden Daniels this week.
TJ in sunglasses and sequins shirts.
And I got to watch Cookies wearing his Elton John outfit. And you know what? Give me the Lions to cover. And I think I'm going to take the under. I'm thinking a 35 to 13, 17 type of game. Yeah, I could kind of feel it.
All right, you're that's
gotta
like
feel it.
Okay,
not trying to be a homer. I could just
You're fine, dude. You're not wearing a sequin shirt and talking about beating the Bills by 50. You're fine.
31-17. How about that?
34-24. Lions. Not as comfortable as final score indicates, but it's a cover. I gotta go over. It's the only over on the weekend. Every other game, I think I like the under. Plus, I don't want to be bored. I want points.
I want the points, too, but I was so disappointed in that Minnesota game. I'm like, halftime score is 10-6.
I was one of like 4 people in America with the under. Yeah, because you can't win a game of that magnitude with a ginger. Now, let's go Sunday afternoon. There is snow in the forecast, 12 to 15 mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, Rams catching 6.5. Your total, 43.5. Rico.
I think this is going to be a Saquon Barkley type of game. I think you're going to see a lot of the brotherly shove. Philly will cover, and I'm going to take the over.
Kenny!
The Rams getting almost an entire touchdown. I'll take the Rams and the points, and give me the over as well.
Rams and over. All right, David.
That passing game concerned me for Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles. So come because on, of that, I picked this as the only upset of this weekend. I am going Rams and over.
Really?
Yes.
Man, it was one game. Man had a concussion. He's better now.
We'll see.
He's best player. His receiver was reading a book.
I'm basically, that's how calm that they are, that they said, you know what? We just need to win by one.
I'm taking the Rams. I think their young defensive front is humming right now. They're playing good football. Verse and Fisk and Kobe Turner, the guys that they have, going to be enough to slow down Philly a little bit. I don't know if they win the game, but with the snow 4 to 5 inches coming Sunday afternoon, that's going to be enough to slow down Philly a little bit. And I'm going to take the under, too. I think this got a 23-20 type game written all over it.
Give me the under. If it wasn't snowing, I was going to go Rams. They're soft, man. L.A., indoors, fast track. Now I got to go to Philly.
Big Dom may just hit somebody. Give me the Eagles. I don't know. I hate that weather's going to impact this. I wanted to bet him, but you know your boy Stafford's terrible outside.
Oh, and it's a lot of travel they've had to go through the last.
Give me the Eagles.
Yeah, what is he like? 1-8 in bad weather games or
something like that. Plus, he wears those hamburger helper mittens. I don't know. All right, national championship game. You have Ohio State laying 8.
Ravens Bills.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ravens Bills. Ravens laying 1. Total 51.5. I'm sorry, guys. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and just say, give me the Ravens and the 1. And I'm going to go over. I mean, actually, I'm going to go under in this game, but I do think that the Ravens will win this thing handily.
Give me the Bills and the 1, and I'm going to take the under.
Over to David.
I'm going to believe in him for one more time. I'm going Lamar Jackson in the over. Going Bills. I mean, Ravens, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's how much he believes in him.
TJ, it's a narrative game.
Yeah, this is just a coin flip to me. Both quarterbacks kind of have that narrative, can't get it done in big games.
That's right.
One of them's got to win.
That's right.
Oh, man.
You know what to do.
I can't bet against Josh Allen at home. I think it's going to snow. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game again. I'm going to take the under. But, man, there's something about Josh Allen this season. It's a coin flip for me.
If you built in a lab a player designed to go into Buffalo on the road and end someone's life, it's Derrick Henry. I understand it. This is the last stand for Lamar. You don't win this game, I label you Dexter Manley. You can't read defenses in the playoffs. It's simple. Ravens and under. I think both teams want to run the ball. The problem is Buffalo won't be able to do it. Dude, that Michael Pierce is like 480
pounds. He's a big boy. He's a bowling ball.
It's ridiculous. All right.
He's a bowling ball.
National title game. OSU laying 8. The total, 45.5. Rico Beard.
I think this is Ohio State's time. It is to bounce back after losing their last game of the year. They're on a roll. OHIO under.
Yeah, I got Ohio State 2 ramming speed. Sorry, caller Rob. I'm also going to take the under.
Ugh, this game. Notre Dame can't score.
You gotta hate this game, David.
They are bad. Ohio State under.
This is like your worst nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Michigan fans, yeah. Although Marcus Freeman has kind of made Notre Dame a little bit likable.
But he's
not hateable.
No.
But he's a former Buckeye.
I disagree. I like Marcus Freeman. And look, I think he's a better coach than Sarkisian. He totally cost Texas a chance to win that game last week. What he did on the goal line was criminal. I think Marcus Freeman's a better coach. And I just can't help but thinking at some point it's got to stop being so easy for Ohio State. I think they win the game, but I think Notre Dame gives them enough toughness there to slow them down a little bit to cover. And I got a feeling it's going to be over. I think we're going to see some trick plays. I think we're going to see some splash plays from both teams.
Look, so you're taking Notre Dame?
I think it's good. No, I'm taking Notre Dame to cover. I'm going to take the over.
See, David, look at that. TJ taking Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman on MLK Day. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Man, I don't give a damn what day it is. If it's a day that ends in Y, OSU's winning this game. Give me OSU to cover. Give me the over. ND's a fraud. They can't throw a forward pass. They're down their left tackle and their right guard. They haven't faced anyone cares about. Yeah, sick win against Indiana. Oh, James Franklin. Oh, yeah, Georgia with some plumber at quarterback. No, OSU's a monolith. Give me the Buckeyes. Give me the over. Those are the picks. 97-1.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.